Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Carosa is here. Chris is back. I know. I'm excited, too. President of Carosa Stanton Asset Management, Certified Trust and Financial Advisor, author of a whole bunch of books, including, Hey, What's My Number? And also, there's one in here about a hamburger somewhere. Well, I'll mention that again in a minute. He's our good friend, Chris Carosa. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So we love your sense of humor, Chris. Hey, let's talk about getting through the clutter, getting your message out there. One of the things, you know, when I started out in business, you had radio and television and the newspaper. And your own shoe leather. That's how you got across to customers, right? Now, we got an embarrassment and an intimidation of riches, of different ways to connect with people, different platforms, different methods, different sources, different routes. And all of them can be effective if they're used properly. But doesn't it in the end come down to one human communicating with another human?
Very much so, and the human is the key word here. So even though our platforms might be different, the media, print, audio, video, remains the same. So instead of getting it necessarily from the newspaper, the radio, the television, you can get it all through the internet and whatever platform you choose.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter unless you can engage the human, the person that you're talking to.
Yep. And that's the thing that people forget, and this is something I've made a career in the last 10 years out of trying to drive this home, and that is we started out, we entered the digital age as analog humans, and our great-grandchildren will still be analog humans. What do you think?
That's right. And you know, I guess digital, analog, it really doesn't matter when you're receiving the data. You're all going to receive it as a regular person. And think about it this way. If you are engaged in something, if something excites you that you watch or read or listen to, why does it excite you and what does it cause you to do? Usually it causes you to do some sort of action and it makes you feel better. It's like a feedback loop that this message does to you as a viewer, as a listener, as a reader. Now, flip it over. You're now the communicator. You're going to try to motivate the person that you're talking to. How are you going to do that? Well, you ought to do it the same way that motivates you. So you want to engage the reader that way. You want to cause the viewer to act in a certain way. And we all do this. I mean, if you're trying to sell something, the bottom line is, hey, I want to give you a call to action, and I want you to act. But the key is, how do you get them to act? Just asking them at the end of the pitch.
Well, the thing that I think you're saying is, the way I understand it is you do have to use different mediums, because some of your customers will use email, some of your customers will only want you to text them, some of your customers, you know, don't even have a smartphone, and some of your customers maybe use Instagram, for God's sake. You've got to find out where they are. You got to go where they are, or you'll miss some of them. But when you get there, you're still talking to a human being on any of those different platforms, and that's something I think everybody. I think maybe what worries me a little bit, what I worry about a little bit, Chris, is if you're the business owner and you turn your, I encourage people to find tech savvy young people, let's say, to help you with your platform decisions and how you come across there. But you can't turn the message over to them. You're, as the human owner of the business, wanting to connect with your customers, maybe you've known for 30 years, you can't turn the message over to them. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I can give you an example. One of the businesses we own, my wife owns, is a newspaper. And the newspaper, it's a physical print newspaper. It also has a digital version, but it's primarily print. And mm-hmm. we try to communicate to our readers in a certain way and try to encourage them to move more towards digital because we think that's where the future is. But our readers don't want that. Our readers want the physical paper, even to the example of how they pay for it. We like to have them pay for it online, and a lot of them do, but a lot of them prefer to pay by check. So we have to be speaking to multiple markets, multiple constituencies. And really the best example to look at is look at what teachers do. When teachers teach to a class, they don't just rely on one form of communication. They have to do different ones and in fact, layer them one on top of each other. Some kids might respond positively to words. Some kids might respond positively to graphs. Some kids might respond positively to, I don't know, slapstick comedy in the classroom. You know, so there's different ways that people respond to differently. Everyone's different. As a business owner, as someone who's trying to pitch a product, you can't limit yourself to only one side of doing things. So you know how you say you hire the young people to do the tech? Well, yeah, that's great, but that's only going to be able to address the market that likes tech. Mm-hmm. What about the market that doesn't
like
tech?
That's right.
You're going to have to be able to pivot, be able to do both.
Well, and the only one of the good things that's coming out of all this, these different options you have, is it's reminding people that you have to know your customer. Isn't that, you know, that's one thing we used to take for granted. You can't take that for granted now because there's so many. I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago about interfaces. You know, we used to interface with customers face to face. Now, more and more, we do it by screen. That's the new interface. So now that we're doing that, I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we still have to know our customers. Last thoughts, Chris.
Well, I think that there's an important aspect of this, and that's the question of, how do you engage? What are the forms of engagement that you have? And there are examples out there, kind of complicated to get into, but maybe we can address that a little later.
Okay, I need your website, Chris.
All right, new website is bizpizzazz.com, bizpizzazz.com.
A lot of Z's there, folks.
And we'll be talking more about this on that site.
Bizpizzazz.com, right back. Well, I don't expect anything different from Chris Caruso. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.